And it's a good evening to the First Minister, Alex Salmond.
I have to apologise to Marco first for denying him his closing statement. That wasn't my intention.
I'll leave you two to patch that one up. Mr. Salmond, accusations today that your white paper simply isn't detailed enough to win people over. What do you say to that?
That's quite interesting. No campaign started to tweet that before we'd actually released the white paper, so I don't think there was speed reading. I just think that's what they were going to say anyway.
Also in the news this evening, LGBT Plus Month starts at the University of Edinburgh and across the country. That comes amid student protests against Russia hosting the Winter Olympics. Tonight, the University of Stirling's men's hockey team are filmed singing a sexist song on a public bus. We'll hear from the student who filmed the video, as well as one boy who describes what happened as acceptable lad banter. And it's 5:16. University staff are to go on strike again. 2 weeks ago, lecturers and support staff walked out from the University of Edinburgh and unis across the country in a dispute over pay. The next strike's been called for December the 3rd, which is during revision week at the University of Edinburgh. I spoke to Max Kramer. He's the former USA Vice President and also the student coordinator of the strike earlier this month. Next, we've all heard the horror stories of people losing their jobs after slagging off their boss on Twitter or posting photos of last night's antics on Facebook and calling in sick the next day. But what if there was a way to get a job via social media? Here's Fresh Air's Rosie Gillett with more. She's been out in Kiev protesting. I spoke to her earlier on Skype.
And I've been taking part in peaceful protests, as well as my family and my friends.
Have you ever felt scared living in that city at this moment in time?
You feel more scared about the government you have and about the police that can just beat you on the street.
If we can't protest, there's not an awful lot we can do.
But there's a difference, isn't there, between protesting and West Midlands police have said that there was cases of assault, buildings were being damaged, smoke bombs were being thrown at them. Now, if people aren't being arrested for those sorts of things, what action should be taken? And why are we supporting people who have been arrested for such things as, you know, throwing smoke bombs, damaging buildings, and perhaps assault as well?
So this is a collective punishment, which is, well, I think, like, morally quite wrong. I think,
but only 14 people have been arrested. So 150 people were detained for what will sound to a lot of people like disruptive behaviour in the middle of a city. Why is that unacceptable? What happens if this motion passes tomorrow evening and then they're found guilty of criminal offences and Edinburgh University Students Association has been found to be backing them?
Tweet using the hashtag EdQT to have your say. This is Edinburgh Question Time on Fresh Air News.
Well, good evening. It's just gone 6 o'clock, and this is a Fresh Air News special. I'm Callum McDonald. Unbelievably, it's that time of year again. UC elections are on us, which means that we're back with Edinburgh Question Time. This is the sabbatical debate on Fresh Air. Tom, I'm going to start with you then. This is not the first time, or indeed it's not the last time, you're going to be on the stage this evening. You're standing to be the Vice President of Services as well. Which one do you want more?
I'm standing in both to make a point because I dreamt my manifesto.
Marcus, I was reading in your manifesto earlier on that you'd like to make a personal connection with societies, which I was quite struck by as there's 250 of them according to the USA website. Is it really feasible to make a personal connection with 250 societies? Got a question just from the front down here. One that came in prior to the programme starting this evening is from Adam on Facebook. Come Dine With Me is my favourite. There's a group of us actually arranging a Come Dine With Me at the moment.
Thanks for my invite, Colin.
No, well, you're welcome. Right, it's just gone 6 o'clock. This is Fresh Air News.
Fresh Air News.
And a reminder of our top story, NEC nomination is being blamed for the deaths of two men in Ireland. They died after downing drinks and taking part in dares. Alcohol safety campaigners say the game should be avoided. And the weather, cloudy with some showery rain this evening. Showers will become more scattered overnight. Tonight's low, 5 degrees. This is Fresh Air News, and we're back next Wednesday at 5 o'clock.